And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
David, good morning, mate.
Good morning, boys. I'll throw a celebrity supporter at you for Parramatta. Yep. Simon Baker, the Australian actor.
Oh, well. Medalist. We've had that one, David. You're thinking, how good is this? Mate, we've got Simon Baker in our side. We've got Simon Baker. Simon Baker's going to take on Liz Ellis in the cage match, which will be good.
Oh, yes, yes. Jeez, that's poor from me. Hopefully the Eels interchange bench has a little bit more impact than what I just had.
Yeah, no, but it's good to know that you've been listening to the program, David.
Absolutely.
We do appreciate
it. Big fan.
Which one of the Wiggles? The yellow Wiggle. He's a Simon too, isn't he? I think that's where I thought they were going. Simon, I just can't
remember his surname.
He's a Parramatta fan. So the yellow Wiggle. Chuck him in there.
Okay.
Take on Big Kev.
Now, daytime grand finals sort of pops up, you know, annually, doesn't it? Matty Johns has gone grand final, should be played in the day.
Yep. Well, guys, I've got to say it's a landslide as far as fans' opinion is concerned. And I would argue that they're probably the most important people that matter. On the back of Matty Johns declaring yesterday with Victorian SEN radio down there, he was having a chat yesterday, and he flagged how he really enjoyed the AFL Grand Final as a spectacle and pointed to the fact that the NRL Grand Final should revert to daytime footy, as I said, not only as a spectacle for fans, but also as a quality of game. Daytime footy creates better football. More ad-lib footy, the ability to use the football more. And on the back of that, the Telegraph ran Matty Johns' point of view and compiled an online poll. Now, in just under 24 hours, almost 4,000 fans have taken part in the poll. Now, that's a pretty good number in just under 24 hours, 4,000 fans. 80% want it in the afternoon. Only 20% wanted at night time. Now, look, I'm with you. It's an annual debate, but at some point, the NRL needs to start taking this as a serious consideration. But look, from my point of view, 7:30 p.m. kickoff this Sunday night's too late, and I say that from a number of angles, and that is, 6 o'clock no problems. Make it 6 o'clock kickoff, and we've done that in the past. 5 o'clock kickoffs we've done in the past. I'm not calling for the old school 3 o'clock kickoffs. It wouldn't work with the lead-in of games, leading games, and the entertainment spectacle as a package. But guys, we're forgetting New Zealand. Like, it's a key market for rugby league. What time will this Sunday night's grand final finish? And it's the same with State of Origin.
Yep.
It's well after midnight. And if we're catering for the masses, an earlier start is the way to go.
Peter Vlandis
is an advocate for the fans. Vlandis is an advocate for the fans, and if the fans want it earlier, well, I think he should listen. When you're talking about numbers, you know, and the AFL numbers were down to watch the grand final, I don't know whether that had anything to do with the fact that it was a blowout, but...
Well, Brandy, it was over by quarter time.
Yeah, I know. But if you had, I'm just talking about the league and the fact that they are whatever the broadcasters want, they get. So, if they got 3 million people watching instead of 3.5 million people watching, does it really matter? Does it matter? Would it matter that much that if you lost 500,000 because you moved it earlier? I would think not.
So your time slot is what, Brandy? To put a time on it?
Ideally it should be 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but it won't do that. So I would move it back and start it. I'd start it at 5.
Well, we only play, just for the record, we only play 1 3 o'clock game every weekend. Through the course of a season, 75% of the games are a night. So that's how the competition is fought out to get to the grand final. If you know what I mean. Majority of matches are night games through the course of a season, through Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday, the back two. Sunday, in winter, you're finishing at night in the second game. But there you have it.
Well, 5 o'clock is still night. Five is, yes.
Yeah.
Although daylight savings does start this weekend. We need to note that. The daylight savings does start this weekend, grand final weekend. So there we go. We lose an hour's sleep this weekend going into the grand final. Now, can we just do a little bit of focus on World Cup? We said at the top of the program, terrible news for England. They've lost both Johnny Lomax and Mark Percival. That's two players that were going to be in their squad. Johnny Lomax, absolutely massive loss. So how do we put that in terms of that's like losing James Tedesco for the England squad to lose a player of his quality. Now, what's going to happen? What's your mail on the hooking spot that we have? Appy Coruscal, Damien Cook, two of the Origin hookers from the New South Wales side of things, are either going to get a start?
Yeah, look, I don't think so, guys. And this, look, I think it still comes as somewhat as a surprise that there wouldn't be enough room on the tour for the New South Wales Origin hooker in Damien Cook. And Appy Coruscal, who you would make a case has leapfrogged Damien as far as pecking order of standard of New South Wales available hookers are concerned. And even if he does have an absolute blinder on Sunday, may not be enough to get him on the flight with Harry Grant in the box seat, but also Ben Hunt, guys, with the ability to play at dummy half as well. And there's just no room on the flight. It's a 24-man squad, guys, that Mal Meninga will pick on Monday. So straight after the grand final Monday, we will get the 24-man squad for the Australian team for the World Cup. And at this point in time, Mal's looking at only two hookers as his options for the tour. So, you know, with some versatility to move a half into that dummy half role, and it would leave Damien Cook and or Appy Coruscal off the flight. Now, Coruscal has indicated that if he does miss the Kangaroos team, he will then elect to play for Fiji, which we'd imagine that would just be huge for Fiji. But, yeah, it's interesting, guys. And there's a number of little subplots to this World Cup squad, and largely is the Dally M medal winner too, guys, Nicho Hynes. He's no good thing either, despite the fact that he's been named the best player in the game this season. He's in a tug of war, you would say, with Matt Burton, with Cameron Munster, Ben Hunt, Daly Cherry Evans and Nathan Cleary all vying for the starting half spots. Matt Burton and Nicho Hynes are in this dogfight to get on the plane, and one or both may miss out.
Yeah, I don't think there's enough spots for three hookers. So it would seem that Mal is going to go the way of Ben Hunt and Harry Grant.
All right, just to finish.
Go on.
Oh, just to finish, David, you need to lock in a tip because we've got Hammy Goodman coming up with the sports bet prices. So your tip margin, man of the match, first try.
Yeah, sure. Look, just before I go, look, I'm really intrigued to see if Brett Arthur goes that late change before kickoff of Murata Niokore starting and Ryan Matheson to the bench. Or if not Niokore, does he throw Brown straight into the starting lineup and to get things kicked off with some aggression from the kickoff? And likewise, the Panthers. Ivan Cleary's been going with Mitch Kenny to start the match. Appy Coruscal back to the bench. Will be interesting to see what happens there. As far as tips are concerned, I lean back to the benchmark of the competition, the Panthers. It'll be a tight one. They'll win by four. Clive Churchill medalist is my fullback, Dylan Edwards. Been absolutely outstanding. And I just think it'll be a cracking grand final, a tight one, Penrith by four, guys.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you, David. Have a great great weekend, and we'll catch up on the big grand final preview on the Sunday Telegraph this weekend.
24 pages, it'll all be there. Thanks, boys. Go well.
Good on you, Dave.
This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on SEN 1170 AM. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.